Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. We thank God for you tuning in with us today. This is Reverend Ulysses Morgan, and I'm here today on this wonderful radio station, and I am here, amen, to give you the word of the Lord. We just thank God for many of you who have been tuning in and hearing this word and enjoying it and being blessed by it. This is our prayer and our quest that you that someone be blessed by it, see Jesus more clearly, and that they can see and understand that the enemy has no power over them. We want to encourage you. And I know you've got preachers, dime a dozen, who will say the same thing, but I'm sincere in what I'm saying, and I always believe that God always has a select people for select anointed people that he has called. He doesn't call people and anoint them just to have them in reserve. I believe that God has called and anointed people for work that he has already established. And one thing about God that may be different from man, he doesn't wait, amen, and glory to God, select somebody and then try to select the plan. God has already ordained the beginning by the end. He has already planned things for you. He's already planned things for his anointed. And then after the plan is, he selects those of who he feels in their spirit is ready to take on the task that has been done. I want you to understand and know that, glory to God, that many of you, glory, that's made mistakes. The enemy is trying to get you to feel sorry for yourself and to give up. But don't give up. God is still on the throne, and I thank God that these are the times that you need him, when you don't know which way to go, what to do, how to do anything, when you're lost, when you're upset, when you are just disturbed, when pressure is on you, as we talked about last week, when things are happening in your life that you can't explain and you're wondering, why is it happening? Glory to God. And even Jesus himself hanging on the cross asked God, why have thou forsaken me? Glory to God. Gideon told the prophet that came to him, told the angel that came to him, glory to God. And when the angel told him that God is for you, Gideon replied to him, where be all his miracles if he's for us? So, amen. That was back in then, and we still feel it now, but I'm here to tell you God's going to pull through. I believe it with all my heart, and I thank God for you. Amen. We're getting ready to go into the Word of God, and I want you right now, you got your pencil and paper and pen, you can jot down the mailing address, which is P.O. Box 492 here in Cordial, Georgia. 31010 is the zip code. Glory to God. And we just thank God for many of you, glory to God, who are sending your testimonies, a word of encouragement, and other things that you have sent in. We just give God the glory for it all. Amen. So we're here today. Now, let's get ready to go into the Word of God for the amount of time that we have, glory to God. And we're going to elaborate on something here that I just want to elaborate on. I know last week we talked about pressure. Amen. And, you know, we clear some very pertinent information on that. And we hope that it has really blessed the hearts and encouraged people who are going through. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, and one of the things here before we get ready to pray into this, that when you know that you are anointed by God, listen, here's my theory. And if you have anything different, I'd love to hear from it. But when you really are anointed by God, you have been through something. You've been through something. I don't really believe, and I have no scripture to back up the plan that God has actually anointed and called people to do great miracles and great things, especially in the midst of people, to witness to them, to preach to them, and had not been through anything. Amen. Had not been through nothing. It's just. I'm still researching that. I haven't found it. Some people might think it is, and I'd love to hear your comments. But I think when God calls you and anoints you, amen, to do a work for him, to do a great work for him, you have to have been through what he wants you to tell other people about. Because I put myself in that position. If you haven't been through what, amen, I've been through, then I wonder, do you really understand me? Do you really understand where I'm coming from? So we have to know that. We have to understand that. We have to know that God will send you to people who have been there. so they can tell you how to get there and put some power in their words that will encourage you and bring you out. Amen. Let's get ready to go to the Word of God. Today we're going to be talking about, if you would allow me, real truth. I'm just going to talk here from the Word of God about real truth, because this is what we need. Real truth. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now for the Word of God, and we thank you for Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Mediator, our High Priest, our grace and our mercy. We pray Hosanna to the Son of David, and give honor to the Holy Spirit of God, who is our helper and our comforter, who is our guide, and who will guide us tonight in this radio broadcast to touch those that are listening. Amen. Touching them in their hearts and in their minds. We thank you for it right now. Now allow me to speak the words of truth, O God, that only you would give to help and encourage your people. We know we may not please all, but God, those of them who honestly love you and have you in their hearts and want to live right, you are going to bless tremendously through the word, O God. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen. Now, we're going to go to 2 John, the 8th chapter, and we're going to take our scripture text from that, if you would allow me. 2 John, the 8th chapter, which is a very familiar scripture that we quoted years back when we first got saved. It was one of the first ones we learned. 8 and 32, and I'm going to read it. Amen. I'm going to back up a little bit, and let's start at 27th verse. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Here is Jesus teaching now. He is teaching. He's teaching, and he's trying to teach his disciples and the people of God. And as he spoke, the Bible says that they understood not that he spoke of them. To them of the Father, of his Father, which is in heaven. Because what happens is that we have a, how can I say it, human nature of being absorbed into something that's not real, glory to God. And so when we hear truth, it seems foreign to us because we're accustomed to believing the wrong thing for so long. It has happened. 28th verse says, then said Jesus unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak to them. Okay? He said, when I am lifted up, talking of his crucifixion. Now, here's one of the things that I want to share with you with real talk, and that is this. With real truth, as I first stated, you cannot, I don't believe that God will anoint you to others, to pastor a church, to evangelize, to have a prophetic ministry or a teaching ministry without you going through something, glory to God, without you going through. You have to go through, honestly, you have to go through pure. Glory to God. And here is Jesus now talking of his getting ready to leave his crucifixion, amen, and his resurrection. And yet we find that he has been through a whole lot, amen, or he's getting ready to go through a whole lot. 29 says that he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. I do always those things that please him. Now, this right here got me to thinking a minute, because it's something here that seems to be contradictory, and if you don't understand the word of God, you will, amen, declare it contradictory. Here what Jesus says, he says in 29th verse, and he that sent me is with me. Now, he said on the cross when he was dying, why hast thou forsaken me? Yet he says here that he is with him. So there seems to be a separation between here and the crucifixion that Jesus has felt. Amen. And we all feel that at times. We all feel that we're by ourselves. We all feel alone. We all, even when we are in the midst of company, you can feel all by yourself. sell. I know what I'm talking about. You have to understand that. 30th verse says, and he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And here's where I take my topic from, because this is real here. In the 32nd verse, John 8, he says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. Then says set you free. Because whatever you set means that it got out of whack and you had to reset it. Glory to God. But when it says make you free, then that means that there's no inkling of turning or resetting this thing. Glory to God. But he says here, you shall know the truth. You gonna know the truth. Now, when he says you're going to know the truth, it does not actually reply or comply to the part of hearing the word of God. Okay, just hearing the word of God, just going to church, just hearing the preacher. Amen. But basically what it is talking about when he says you shall know the truth, which means that when you hear the truth of the word, it will do something to your inner man in the way that you will know that these words are real. That this word is real. Your soul can verify what this gospel is saying. Glory to God. What did it say? He said, you're going to know the truth. And then he went on to say this. He said, and the truth is what's going to free you from whatever has got you bound. The truth, not what you want to hear, not what you feel like hearing, not what your feelings allow you to hear, or not what you want to adjust to. This is why I often say a lot of times, you don't have to ask nobody if you're saved or not, because God's going to let you know. You watch your actions. Amen. Because every now and then we go back before we got saved with our spirit, and then we come back into Christ with our spirit. You have to understand. Glory to God. God has to wait till you get stable. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Glory to God. You have to get stable. And this is where the truth of the word comes in at. And when the truth is being preached, it's going to deliver you. It's going to make you free. It's going to bring joy. It's going to cause love in your heart. It's going to cause peace. It's going to do this. Amen. It's going to cause you, amen, to be meek. It's going to cause all these things to happen. The truth, can't nothing stand against it. And when all else fails, you have to turn back to God's word and stand on his word. He said, not one jot, not one tittle, this word. Amen. Nothing is going to pass away. God's word is what's going to stand. Glory to God. Amen. He's a God that he cannot lie. He will not lie. He will not tell you a lie. Glory to God. He will not do it. Amen. So we have to understand that when you hear the truth, amen, no matter what you're going through, God's word is going to remain. It's going to stand. Glory to God. Do it for you. Glory to God. Amen. Look at my time is going away. I think when we posted this, we instead of 30 minutes, we might have posted 15 minutes. But nevertheless, amen. We will be back next month on the same time. But I want you to study this. I want you to study the real truth. Get some real word in you. Get something in there that you got to stand on. When you stand on truth, when you stand on it, it will prevail. No matter what, I don't care what you're going through. Somebody's riding right now, listening to me right now. You may be going through something, amen, and if not, still stand on the truth. I don't care who's against you, amen. If God is for you, who can be against you? This is what you have to understand. It's going to work on your, it's going to work out for you. Don't worry about it. Don't let fear grip you. It's going to work out for you. Stay strong, stay in truth, and stay in God, and watch God move in a mighty way. This is Reverend Morgan saying God bless you and God keep you is my prayer.